Get out and enjoy your yard. Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together. Then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Experience Wisconsin, so glad that you are with us to talk about our great state. Thanksgiving is getting close. What is it? Less than about 10 days away from now? And I love this time of year. You can just start to feel it. I'm now ready, I think, for the holiday stuff in the stores. I'm ready to start thinking about the holidays. And I love Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays. And we're going to get you set for all the great stuff headed your direction in our state as we head towards the holiday season on this edition of Experience Wisconsin. O&H Danish Bakery, what a special treat that place is. And they're here with some special treats. Peter Olison with us in the studio coming up a little bit later on. Ann Sayers will talk to the travel secretary. And up next, it is Kenosha. Meredith Jamisco discusses Kenosha. They've got great stuff happening. It's up next on Experience Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, let's get rolling. Let's talk holidays. Let's talk stuff that's coming up as we head into Thanksgiving and then into Christmas. Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director at Visit Kenosha, one of my favorite places. Meredith, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I love Kenosha. It's on the water. It's easy to get to. And Friday, November 28th, your holiday season really kicks off. Lead us through what November 28th looks like.
That is right. That's when our merry and bright holiday event season starts, when downtown Kenosha transforms into a winter wonderland. There'll be twinkling lights on the streets. There'll be festive decorations. Local businesses put up creative holiday displays in their windows. And that's because it's when the City of Kenosha Christmas tree lighting ceremony takes place. Mm-hmm. And each year, a different local family actually donates a towering evergreen for this. And the program starts at 4:30 at Veterans Memorial Park, which is right next to the harbor. And there'll be performances, a visit from Santa. And new this year, it's going to be a spectacular drone light show that's going to happen.
Wow.
Sounds really cool. 5:30, it's by Northern Lights Drone Shows that's based in Caledonia. That's going to be animated holiday-themed displays up with drones in the sky set to music. So really cool. And then the tree will be lit. And then it's time for lighting up in downtown, goes throughout the evening. And that's when there'll be lots of activities and special offers at outdoor spaces and inside businesses throughout downtown. So it's a way to get people to come and start your holiday shopping and see what downtown has to offer. And an electric streetcar will be free all day.
Nice. That's fun. Santa's going to be there. There'll be real reindeer. And you guys do this. There are opportunities to check out reindeer throughout the holiday season, aren't there?
That is right. Yes, there is a place on the north side of Kenosha County, just west of Interstate 94, called Paris Deer Park. And they bring the reindeer on the road for events like Lighten Up. But also, they're right there at their farm. And now through December, on select days, you can meet their friendly reindeer during their reindeer barn tours. And you need to make a reservation in advance. And your admission fee includes a tour of the barn, a cup of animal feed, feeding opportunities with the reindeer, and also photo opportunities. And the owners do this because they want to share that feeling of awe when a deer eats right from your hand, they say.
That is so, so fun. And on your website, you have more information, right, if people would like to really get more detail?
Yeah, we have an awesome blog post, and it talks all about how they want to educate visitors about wildlife care and conservation. So, yeah, check that out.
Totally immersive. I love it. Meredith Jamisco is with us from Visit Kenosha. And one of our favorite annual events is Christmas at Kemper. This is always beautiful. Tell us about Kemper a little bit, and then tell us about the event.
Yes, this is beautiful. Kemper Center is the historic complex we have next to Lake Michigan. It's in the 3rd Avenue Historic District. It started as just a mansion in the 1860s. It was an all-girls school, and now special events are held there, including weddings, and they go all out at Christmas time. They have an opening night gala on November 29th, and it's multiple parts to it. There's the Gallery of Trees that fills Anderson Arts Center. That's only for a limited time. It's November 30th to December 7th. They're closed December 1st. And it's limited because you can bid on those decorated trees, wreaths, and mantelpieces, and then have them in your own home for the holiday season. So It's very cool. It's free to tour. And then the Durkee Mansion there at Kemper is also decorated. And that has the theme this year of a snowy winter fantasy.
So
they always switch up the decorations a little bit every year. And it's just really festive and beautiful, historic. They have extra events throughout the season, including a holiday concert and a pancake breakfast with Mrs. Claus. So they really get into the holiday spirit at Christmas at Kemper.
Do they do music there at all?
Oh, they have a free concert there, and yeah, they have concerts there. Actually, in the summertime is what Kemper's really known for, is their Music at Twilight concert series. So yeah, arts, music, they got everything there.
You guys do great farmers markets. Do any of those run during the holidays?
They do. We have our two Saturday farmers markets. They're open year-round, and then they also each have a holiday market, December 6th and 7th. The Kenosha Public Market has its Merry and Bright Holiday Market at Kemper Center. That's where they are in the winter time. And then Kenosha Harbor Market on December 13th has a special event at the Stella Hotel and Ballroom. So you can see holiday baked goods, ready to give gifts, handmade local items at these markets.
It is an amazing time to get ready for the holidays. Do it Kenosha style. What is the website, Meredith, if people want more information?
It's visitkenosha.com/holidays to get all the Merry and Bright holiday event info.
I love it. Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director for Visit Kenosha. Meredith, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Live reindeer. That sounds really fun, doesn't it? Paris Deer Park. I might have to check that out. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, O&H Danish Bakery. Peter Olison, the president, with us in the studio.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, been waiting for this all day. Peter Olison, O&H Danish Bakery, president, he's with us in the studio with some very yummy treats. Man, this is going to be absolutely fantastic. Hey, Peter, thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thanks for having me, John.
It's always great to see you here in the studio. One of the things I love is not only the delicious stuff that you guys make, but the tradition. And your family's been doing this for almost 75 years. How special is it that you guys have survived, thrived, and continue to innovate 75 years later?
You know, I'd like to say I'm continued to be amazed, but when you see the heart and passion in all of the team members in our company, it just makes sense. But I couldn't be more prouder to be part of such a legacy company and helping steer the ship as best I can. But it's our customers really make us who we are. We listen to them. Yeah. We love making great bakery for them and being part of these celebrations like Thanksgiving.
I love this time of year and O&H because as we head into Thanksgiving, then we head into football, then we head into Christmas. How much of your business is generated during this time of year?
Isn't it a great time of year?
I love it.
A lot, I will say. You know, one thing about our bakery is it makes great gifts. And this time of year brings out the gift giving in people. You know, whether it be Thanksgiving, if you can't travel to, you know, your family's house from far away, send them a Kringle. Tell them that you're missing them. Let them enjoy this beautiful bakery.
I've done that exact same thing with both of my daughters. We try to send them Taste of Wisconsin, and they both want O&H all the time.
Especially
I'm a New York girl. That's what she wants all the time. We're going to tell you how you can order and do all that coming up in a second. But first, let's dive into some of this because this is what makes it so special. Thank you. You've brought in some delicious Kringle. Let's start with this one right here. Tell me about what we're trying here.
Here we have the pumpkin caramel Kringle. So it's one of those seasonal specialties we bring back every year. It's our delicious pumpkin filling with the best pumpkin we can find.
That is so good.
We top it with this caramel icing and then sprinkle with these fancy pecans. So you just get a little bit of nut crunch in there. Of course, all of our Kringle are what makes a Kringle unique is the 36 flaky layers of butter in our pastry, every single one.
That is so good. And the icing's a little different.
Yeah. So that's the caramel icing we add in there.
That is so good. My mom's going to kill me if she's listening to this, Peter, because I'm talking with my mouth full, but I can't help myself.
Well, our next one here we have is our Thanksgiving stuffed Kringle. So in this one, we do twice the filling, kind of that stuffed Thanksgiving
theme.
That. We bring in this fancy pecan pie-like filling, and then, of course, Wisconsin cranberries, you know, such a seasonal specialty. We bring those two flavors together, and it's been a great one since we launched it over a decade ago.
It's kind of sweet and tart. It's very, it tastes like the holidays.
Absolutely.
That's like just a mouth of Thanksgiving right there.
And that was just for Thanksgiving.
All right, what's next? This delicious Next flaky is Kringle, which
that,
is this one.
This flaky goodness is our brandy old-fashioned Kringle. Of course, Wisconsinites, we love the traditional brandy old-fashioned. So we bring our Wisconsin Door County cherries with a little bit of brandy, of course, cooked in there. And then we top it with this vanilla icing with that orange zest. So you really get all those traditional flavors of that brandy old-fashioned in one slice of Kringle.
You guys are like scientists. I don't know how you come up with this. It's absolutely amazing. I spent a day with you guys tasting stuff a couple of years ago as you were with your team, and it was incredible. We're going to tell people how they can order this, but before we do that, I have to ask you about this masterpiece. This looks like a brownie, but much better.
Yeah,
tell me about it.
I saw that in the case. I knew it had your name written all over it.
You're right.
It's our pumpkin brownie. Moist, just incredibly pumpkin filling brownie that we mix together. And then we top it with this creamy cream cheese icing. And then our talented decorators, they adorn it with this beautiful pumpkin. So it makes just a perfect spread. Of course, it's tasty as well.
It's moist and tasty. It's delicious. And you guys are much more than Kringle. You brought in a couple pies. You do pies. You do breads. You do other
dinner
pastry.
Rolls.
Dinner rolls. Yep. Absolutely incredible. All right, if people want to order some of this for their Thanksgiving table, how do they do that?
Yeah, so www.ohdanishbakery.com is where we have, we're shipping nationwide all of our mail order items. You know, send the Kringle, send the brownies near and far. And then, of course, we have our local stores here. So visit us in Racine, visit us in Oak Creek. We take online orders there as well, but for that, it's stores.ohdanishbakery.com where you'll open up, you know, the full list of all the items we make in our stores every day.
The stores are beautiful. So ohdanishbakery.com if you want to ship it somewhere in America. And you still have time, but it's ticking away. So do it now. Make this part of your family's tradition no matter where they are. How cool is it that your family is part of so many other families' traditions?
We live for that, you know. Sharing a taste of the good life is in our mission. You know, we believe that our bakery opens up conversations, family time, and we couldn't be more thankful to have it around food and in our bakery. But it's so much more meaningful than just the great quality bakery we hope and intend it to be. But it's about those special moments with friends and family.
You can Google it. I did that this morning and find the websites, or if you want stuff shipped, ohdanishbakery.com. You can find it there. There are so many amazing selections. They're going to take care of you. Peter Olesen is the president of O&H Danish Bakery. We love it when you're here. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Man, it smells great in here, doesn't it? Up next, we hang out with someone from the Department of Travel when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we hang out with someone from the Department of Travel. This week, the conversation was led by my co-host, Julia Fellow.
Time now for Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. Joining us today is Logan Roke. Logan, thank you for joining us. We're talking about spa getaways.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. As the weather starts to cool, you can treat yourself. This is the perfect thing. This is my element right now. Can we talk about ancient traditions modernized in Madison?
Yeah, I love to hear that you're excited about the topic because I am too. There's all sorts of wellness offerings across Wisconsin, including this really cool new one in Madison. This is one I'm excited to try it myself. You can experience time-tested traditions of a bathhouse at a new experience at Sauna Day. So this place recently opened, and they combine the ancient practices of a communal bathhouse with the luxuries of modern life. So you're going to feel this total sense of relaxation by moving through the process of heat, steam, water, and rest. It's a self-guided ritual, and guests are invited to participate in cedar salt scrub showers, steam rooms, saunas, and a cold plunge. Conversation is also really encouraged here. It's a tech-free environment, but some folks might be seeking a little more reflective experience, so they can come during those designated quiet hours. And then, you know, you can treat yourself further by booking a room at the Edgewater in Madison. It is a full-service resort that you have an on-site spa offering treatments like massages, facials, and body treatments. Then I would highly suggest to end your day in the Monroe Street neighborhood with a meal at Everly for brunch, lunch, or dinner. The restaurant prepares dishes with high-quality, healthy ingredients to really complement that spa getaway.
Logan, there are a variety of wellness options in Stephen Point as well.
Yeah, this is a fun one. Start by checking out the Wellness Spa. They have been helping visitors relax and rejuvenate for more than 30 years. So you can choose from a variety of high-end services like muscle-relieving massages and a therapeutic salt room experience. Something really unique they do on Tuesdays is they offer free classes in Tai Chi and Qigong. So these are focused movement exercises that are meant to calm the body and mind. I actually took the Qigong class there a couple years back, and it was really
what did you think about
experience. It was wonderful. It was something new to me completely, and I'd love to return.
That's awesome. And also, you can find further peace at Amherst Riverdance.
Yeah, this is a great little cabin. It is in the nearby community of Amherst. It's tucked away in the woods, nice way to pair nature with some relaxation. And they really have some features that are going to wow you. They've got these beautiful handcrafted countertops, a show-stopping tree staircase. Really great place to check out.
You also have big-time pampering in small-town spa environments as well.
Exactly. You know, we know those spa experiences aren't only found in the big cities. You can find them in communities of all sizes, really impressing guests with one-of-a-kind wellness opportunities. One to check out is Unwind Spa. That's near Minocqua, and they have this unique sound and steam experience. So you can pair a sound bath class, and that incorporates these soothing vibrations from singing bowls and bells, drums, and other instruments. And then that's followed with a sauna session.
You know, I had to go all the way to Hawaii to get this type of treatment. You know this? I could have just stayed right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton to discover in your own backyard. Another one to discover, that's in Baraboo. It's at Spa Serenity. It's a day spa nestled in the heart of the community's charming downtown. This is a great place to visit, you know, especially in the holiday seasons, Baraboo goes all out. But at Spa Serenity, you know, you are going to discover a place where luxury meets accessibility and affordability. One of their most popular services is the Eminence Skincare Facials. It's going to help that skin look and feel its best. And then Vilas County, for folks who might be making their Northwoods getaway, the spa at Manitowish Waters is one to check out. It's a full-service oasis. You will feel refreshed and renewed through massages, manicures, pedicures, and so much more.
Okay, to all the women out there, I'm serious. I'm really serious when I say this. You should get a facial at least once a month. You should get a facial at least once a month. Dale with MMAC is already in here early. Dale, don't laugh at me, man.
I can't comment on that.
Logan, don't you think so?
I 100% agree.
Look at the list you just gave us.
Yeah.
It's very expensive, though. And it's worth it. Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. Logan Rogge, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like more information on this show, go to WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back next week for another fun edition of Experience Wisconsin.